We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Local people, local stories. This is the WBBM All Local from News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM.
The Department of Justice is looking into a recent decision by a West Suburban Village board to reject plans for a substance treatment center. WBBM's Bernie Tafoya with the latest.
The U.S. Attorney's Office has begun an investigation into whether the Itasca Village Board's decision on the proposed Haymarket facility violated the Americans with Disabilities Act. Haymarket has been pushing to convert a former hotel into a 240-bed treatment center. The U.S. Attorney's Office has sent a letter to the mayor of Itasca asking for a slew of information and that the village preserve in their current form any and all records, documents, files, or tapes that could be relevant to the investigation. Itasca's mayor says the village is cooperating with the Justice Department's request. Bernie Tafoya, News Radio, 105.9 WBBM.
The divisive issue of masks in schools has made it into a Christmas tradition in St. John, Indiana. WBBM's Mike Krauser reports.
Christmas in the park is a nearly 20-year tradition. There are more than 100 Christmas trees in Prairie West Park. Companies and nonprofits sponsor and decorate the trees, and one carries a message, Unmask the Kids, sponsored by a company that may not exist. CBS 2 spoke to Jenna McJen.
I think it's great. You know, there's a lot of trees out here that are out for really good causes, and you know, we're just one of them.
She's the mother of a student in the Lake Central School Corporation, which is being sued by parents over a mask mandate. Christmas in the Park is sponsored by the Clerk Treasurer's Office, and comments on the Facebook page show how some others feel about this. Janet Weatherby wrote, "What a shame. This would have been a community building event and instead shows ignorance and divisiveness." Katie Krieger wrote, "I'm incredibly disheartened." That's the story from St. John, Indiana.
Chicago police are issuing a community alert about six armed robberies on residential streets in the Lakeview neighborhood in recent weeks. Authorities say in each incident, the robbers demanded money from the victims while carrying semi-automatic weapons. Police describe the suspects as 2 to 5 males between the ages of 13 and 25. They were wearing dark hooded sweatshirts and ski masks. A 55-year-old woman and a 16-year-old boy facing charges in connection with the disappearance of a 16-year-old Batavia girl last month. Police say they found the girl in a home in Sugar Grove where the woman and male teenager were sheltering her. From the DuckDuckGo for Privacy Sports Desk, here's Josh Liss.
Hi, good morning. Crunch time is kind on the Bulls. They coughed up a 21-point lead in New York. DeMar DeRozan, Zach LaVine on the roadside, though, rally to finish off the Knicks at Madison Square Garden.
LaVine, stop and go, dribble drive on quickly. Left wing three ball. Bam! Big time onions! 1 minute to go in regulation. Randall circle right, and Caruso from behind stripped him. The lead to LaVine, puts it up, no, and he draws the foul. DeRozan on the right side. DeRozan to the rim, layup, got it! Timeout New York, and the ballgame is over. Bulls win! Bulls win! Bulls win! Here at the Garden in New York, 119-115. What a ballgame!
What a ballgame indeed. Chuck Swirsky, 670 the score. Fun listen. LaVine sinking two go-ahead free throws with less than a minute to go after Alex Caruso's fourth steal of the game. And DeRozan scores 18 of his game-high 34 points in the fourth quarter, including the last six Bulls points. A smash hit in his first season with the Bulls at age 32.
In offseason and understanding my angles of getting shots off, off the dribble, going right, going left, off counters, off fadeaways, post up. Just so much that go to it. I mean, it took years. You know, it's nothing that happened overnight. Just something that, you know, I just really pay attention to the details of basketball. You know, I'm a basketball fanatic, and, you know, it just will come second nature.
And DeMar DeRozan and the Bulls pull into Brooklyn tomorrow night. Kobe White's out in COVID protocol.
While announcing a child care grant in the Back of the Yards neighborhood, Governor Pritzker fielded questions about the new Omicron strain of coronavirus, saying scientists are hard at work researching the variant. You know,
everybody wants answers as fast as possible, most especially how fast is it spread? Is the infection causing a deeper infection and therefore, sickness that's harder to treat, let's say.
The governor notes the vast majority of Illinois' 102 counties are under the high-risk category, meaning masks are advised regardless of vaccination status. Prosecutors say a man who was out on bond for a carjacking is back behind bars after an exchange of gunfire between Chicago police and people in a car on the southeast side.
Prosecutors say Blake Williams fled the scene of the shooting that left a police officer and a suspect wounded on 92nd and Stony Island Avenue Wednesday night. He then allegedly led police on a chase that included a helicopter and was arrested on 184th Place in Lansing a short time later. The 22-year-old man is now being held on $250,000 bond. The prosecutors say he had been free on bond before the Wednesday night incident for an alleged carjacking. Officials say that besides finding a gun in the stolen car Williams had been in, police found a number of license plates. Two others arrested Wednesday night are awaiting charges. Bernie Tafoya, News Radio, 105.9 WBBM.
Nearly 40 years after the discovery of a body in a field in Jasper County, Indiana, authorities have identified the man as one of more than 20 victims of serial killer Larry Eiler. WBBM's Mike Krauser reports.
The body was found in 1983 in a field in Jasper County, just a skull at first, fillings visible in the teeth. 19-year-old Billy Lewis had gone missing while hitchhiking a year earlier. He would remain a John Doe, unidentified, until the coroner, Andy Borsma, hired a company that does forensic genealogy. Borsma says they learned the body was the victim of the serial killer, the so-called interstate killer, after Eiler confessed to his attorney in the mid-90s, but they didn't have a name.
He picked him up, and they had drank some beer, and they had taken some drugs, and they wound up here in Jasper County, where he basically bound him, gagged him, and assaulted and killed him.
Family members of Billy Lewis were present at a news conference. His mother died last year, never knowing what happened to her son. That's the story from Jasper County, Indiana.
Today is the 26th annual Good Neighbor Radiothon, benefiting the great work of the Salvation Army. Several ways you can be a part of it with a donation of any size. You can call this number, 844-361-8400, 844-361-8400, or you can go on our website, WBBMNewsRadio.com/donate. That's WBBMNewsRadio.com/donate.
That's the WBBM All Local, updated multiple times a day. But for the latest news, traffic, weather, sports, and business, listen live to WBBM anytime by asking your smart speaker to play WBBM News Radio. You can also listen to WBBMNewsRadio.com on the Odyssey app and, of course, on the radio. News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM, WBBM.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.